Today, I want to speak to you concerning the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to the book of Luke chapter 23. And I'll be reading from verses 32, 33, and then 39 through 43. And they read, "Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, 'Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us.' But the other criminal rebuked him, 'Don't you fear God?' he said, 'since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' Jesus answered him, 'I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.'" Now I want to talk about the man in the middle, none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In our text, three men being executed by crucifixion paint a picture that does not look good. When one reads Luke's account of the crucifixion, immediately a gruesome picture of death is clearly painted and not one of life in paradise. But hidden in these few horrifying verses is the way to eternal life in paradise. In this ugly scene, Jesus, the man in the middle, looks at one of the dying men and said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Now this statement, "today you will be with me in paradise," suggests that death is not final. This statement suggests that at the end of your physical life, your eternal destiny is sealed. This statement also suggests that there is activity that goes on beyond this life. This statement suggests that when one dies in this world, they go to live in another. And the middle man is pivotal to where you go in your next life. It is therefore important for us to know that there are different kinds of life. And there are also different kinds of death. There is physical life, and that's the life that we live right now on earth. And then there is spiritual life, that is the life that we live when we are born again. When we are saved by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we live in a physical world, in this physical life, but we also have spiritual life because we are saved or because we are born again. And then there is eternal life. Eternal life is what we experience when we go to be with the Lord in paradise. And to some extent, yes, we can have eternal life now. We can enjoy eternal life now because that eternal life has to do also with the quality of life that we live. But when we die and we go to be with the Lord, that is where now we experience what is called eternal life. Also, there is physical death. That is, that when we die and we are buried and we go into the grave, that is called physical death. But there is also spiritual death. Spiritual death is the death that we experience in this life, not knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are spiritually dead. So we can be living physically, but we can be spiritually dead because we do not have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then there is eternal death. Eternal death has to do with when we die without accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, then we are banished into eternal hell, where we will spend the rest of our lives. That is called eternal death. It's eternal separation from God in what we know, commonly know as hell. Now, these different types of life and different types of death is a teaching in itself that needs a lot more explanation. But for the sake of brevity, I just explain what they mean in a nutshell. But the middleman is the key man in this transaction of life and death. Now, I use the word transaction because in business, a middleman is an intermediary, a go-between, a broker to a transaction, one who buys goods from producers and sells them to retailers or to consumers. He is the link between the two. In the book of Colossians, in chapter 1 of verse 13, it says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves." Now, when we were rescued from the kingdom of darkness and we were brought into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ then became the middleman in that transaction. He is the middleman between darkness and light. So, we must all die physically. Each and every one of us has a destiny with death. We can't avoid that. Doctors may delay it for a while. We may narrowly escape it. But our appointment with death is guaranteed. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:27, just as people are destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. So all of us, we have a destiny with physical death and we cannot avoid it. Also, we are all born spiritually dead and we couldn't help that. In the book of Psalms, chapter 51 and verse 5, it says, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." We had no choice in that matter. We couldn't help that. We were all born spiritually dead without a relationship with Jesus Christ. But we don't have to die eternally. We have a choice in this matter. We can't avoid physical death. We couldn't help being born spiritually dead. But we have a choice now when it comes to our eternal life. We have a choice. In reference, in reference to another scripture, Jeremiah chapter 21 and verse 8, it says, "Furthermore, tell the people, this is what the Lord says. See, I am setting before you the way of life and the way of death." So you have a choice. And let me repeat it here that Jesus Christ is the middleman. How you relate to Jesus Christ, how you see the Lord Jesus Christ will determine whether or not you live eternally or you die eternally. How you respond to the man on the middle cross determines where you live in your next life. In some way, all of us identify with either one of these two criminals who were being crucified with our Lord Jesus Christ. These two represent the choices God has given to the human race. You can either reject or accept the middleman. Now let's look first of all at one of these criminals, because in this teaching, I cannot cover everything. We only have a limited time. So we will look at one of the individuals before we go. Let's look at criminal number one. This man, he died in sin. Hear what it says in verse 39. "One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you Christ? Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." He died scoffing at the middleman, Jesus Christ. He died rejecting him. What wrong had the middleman done to him? He did absolutely nothing to him. Why did he reject him so? Why did he hurl insults at him? He had never done him anything. And I'm sure that we who reject Jesus Christ, or all those who reject Jesus Christ, what wrong has he done? The Bible says in John 15:25, the B part, Jesus said, they hated me without reason. In Romans 8:7, it says that the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. So there's hostility when it comes to this man in the middle. And quite frankly, he has done none of us any wrong. The world likes a sentimental Jesus, but a Jesus who comes to take away their sins, they reject. Now, I want to read the scripture of Luke 23:39 once again. It says, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. In other words, if you're going to die, die for yourself. Don't die for me. But if you're going to save yourself, save me as well. So he wants to be saved from death on the cross, but he does not want to be saved in accepting Christ as his Lord and Savior. He wants Christ to do him a favor, but he does not want to accept him as Lord. And this is something that we always do. Many people today want Jesus to do good things for them. A philanthropic Jesus. They want a Jesus who can do all the nice things for them and who they can go to. And Jesus is nice, a philanthropic Jesus. But they do not want a Jesus Christ who wants to be their Lord and Savior. There has always been a fight between people like this man and the middleman. And wherever there is an unbelieving heart, there the fight goes on. This man was dead spiritually. He died physically. And sadly, because of his rejection of Jesus, he also died eternally. And I pray tonight as I close that you will not be like this man, criminal number one, who had an opportunity to be saved but rejected the Savior. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. For all those out there who are struggling in their sins and living in sin, that they will turn right now to the Lord Jesus Christ and they will ask forgiveness of sin and ask him to come into their hearts and to save them. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my rejection of Christ and I ask him to come into my heart and save me from my sins. In Jesus' name, amen.